USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee authorities said Sunday they believe Anthony Warner was responsible for the Christmas Day explosion that rocked downtown Nashville and that the 63-year-old died in the blast. The VIN number of the RV was traced to Warner. Governor Bill Lee said at least 41 buildings were damaged. President Trump Sunday night signed the COVID relief government spending plan that averts a government shutdown Monday night. The president's signature means the government is now funded through September 30th, 2021. The stimulus checks are still set at $600 for most Americans, but the House is working on a bill to provide for $2,000 payment checks. The bill will be on the Senate floor late Monday. The suspected Russian hackers behind the worst U.S. cyber attack in years leveraged reseller access to Microsoft's 365 cloud services to penetrate their targets in the federal government. Many Microsoft software licenses are sold through third parties, and those companies can have complete access to client systems, USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let's get a stimulus update.
With the president signing the COVID relief bill on Sunday night, focus in Congress now turns to his request for another $1,400 in stimulus payments to Americans. The House is set to vote Monday on a bill to provide the additional payments, but Congressman Tom Reed says getting the necessary votes in the Senate will be difficult. The New York Republican tells CNN that it will take a lot of work to convince enough senators to support the bill.
And it's going to be difficult, to be perfectly honest with you, to get that increased $1,400. We're talking, you know, that's approximately, if I did the math correct, that's about another $350 to $400 billion of additional money that needs to be found somewhere. That's going to have to be accounted for. And so I'm glad that this bill got signed. I'll do my part, as I indicated to the president, that I would support his request for $1,400 additional stimulus. And as Josh said, he and I both agree on that additional relief. But, you know, getting 218 and 60 takes a lot of work.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A baseball legend has died. Atlanta Braves knuckleballer Phil Niekro at his 1997 Hall of Fame induction.
We're all very fortunate in our life to be blessed to be associated with certain people in our lives. And I have been. 32 years ago, when I walked on a charter flight with Milwaukee Braves, I walked on the airplane and I told one of the guys on the Milwaukee Braves, I saw my wife, which was a flight attendant, and I told Gene Oliver, in fact, I said, I'm going to marry that lady, and I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her, and I have. She has laughed with me, and she has cried with me, and she has kept me warm in many more ways than one. Married for 31 years, finest wife a man can have, my wife Nancy. We all have sisters, we all have daughters and sons and daughters and nieces and nephews. My wife gave me three healthy and lovely boys, and they're with me here today. And I love them, and I always will, and I'm as proud of my sons as any man could be of his sons. Don't have any daughters, but I've got three great ones.
The longtime champion of the Atlanta Braves rotation died after a lengthy fight with cancer. The team announced Sunday he was 81. The Braves said Niekro died Saturday night in his sleep. He lived in the Atlanta suburb of Flowery Branch, where a main thoroughfare bears his name. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.